Hello, welcome to the first Flourish in Spirit podcast. This is Julie speaking to you from South Cumbria. I'm hoping to encourage those of you who are self-isolating because of coronavirus, particularly those of you who are on your own and who may be a bit anxious about feeling isolated and lonely. I'd like to share with you some of my experiences of having ME, myalgic encephalitis, or chronic fatigue, for 15 years between 1998 and 2013. I was so weak and exhausted due to the ME and had so little energy that being with people was very tiring and often worsened my symptoms. So I had to keep away from people as much as possible so that I could rest. I had to stop working and I could only see a small number of people, mostly at home. I was too tired to go anywhere on a regular basis. It meant I had to self-isolate, although of course we weren't using that term then. And for somebody like me who's a bit of an extrovert, gregarious, likes to be around people, this was really hard. I was teaching at an 11 to 16 comprehensive school in Barrow Furness. There were about 900 students in the school, and of course I was there every day. Lots of noise, lots of activity, lots of busyness. Sundays we used to go to a lively and somewhat loud, sometimes charismatic church with dancing and singing. And I also like to walk the mountains of the Lake District with my husband Andrew. And one day I woke up and I got out of bed and I walked to the landing and I found myself struggling to stand. I remember gripping onto the banister of the landing to hold myself up as my legs gave way beneath me. And so from then on, I had to spend time at home or in the garden resting. I was fortunate that our doctor in the village knew about ME and diagnosed it straight away. I lay in bed most mornings in the dark resting so that I would have energy to do gentle tasks in the afternoons and possibly the evening. My doctor advised me to do short walks, even if it was only a few steps each day, and I did manage some days to do a short walk around the field opposite me. It was hard. I remember the first day lying in bed, and I could feel everyone around me going to work, but I wasn't, and I couldn't. And I miss the company, staff, and the young people of my friends, and it was very isolating. So my physical landscape changed. My social landscape changed as well, because I wasn't able to see most of my friends. And the spiritual landscape changed because I couldn't go to church, and I had to find new ways to connect with the Lord. And I'm just going to talk about the physical landscape, and a change like this in our physical landscape can be quite difficult. And I guess for many of you, you're changing from a similar physical landscape of work, going shopping when you want, visiting friends in a cafe, getting together with friends at meetings, clubs, societies, but now you've got to spend time at home, some of you alone. And maybe some of you have got gardens, so you can go in the garden a bit at present. But some of you might not. And for some of you, this physical landscape change might seem a bit daunting, a bit isolating, disorientating, even suffocating. These changes can feel bewildering, and maybe you're a bit concerned about being lonely. I think it's helpful to recognise these feelings, because there can be a sense of loss, even if it's temporary. A loss of meeting together, having fun, being with people, and going to favourite places. And you can't visit them or see them, and it is quite lonely and bewildering. The loss might be painful or difficult, and a change can feel like a loss, and helpful to give ourselves a chance to grieve for what we're temporarily having to do without, and what's temporarily unavailable to us. But it's also a chance to explore a kind of new world that we're in, the new landscape. It may seem familiar, but we could maybe explore it in different ways and discover it in different ways. I know when I had ME, because I had to spend so much time lying in a darkened room, when I came out of the darkened room and when I came out of the enclosed space of the bedroom, the things around me tended to ping with colour and life and light, particularly in the garden. Flowers would kind of glow as if light was striking them and colours would come alive. And I'd noticed things I didn't notice before. And I found it really helpful to explore the things that were around me, to find a way of kind of celebrating them and being thankful for them. And one of the ways I did is I started sketching. Now, I'm no great artist. and I hadn't really done much sketching before, but I actually found it quite therapeutic with a pencil and a paper just to sketch little things, nothing too difficult. So I would sketch maybe a petal of a flower. It's not about great art, it's just about exploring things around you through a different way. Another thing you could do is collect lots of things, all of the same colour maybe, in your house, and arrange them in an interesting arrangement on a table. And you could sketch that, or you could take a photograph. You can also explore your home through words. If you like words, you can begin to collect words to describe certain things, and maybe make a word cloud on the computer, or using a pen on paper. Or of course you could use the opportunity to explore new words. And this is the English teacher speaking here. So you might take the word yellow, as it's spring, and there's lots of yellow things around in the garden. Yellow. But maybe there are other words you can use for yellow. And if you don't know them, we've got brilliant resource online, online thesaurus, searching for synonyms, and you can find new words for yellow and write them down, maybe arrange them in a particular way. Use word art on Word, and then perhaps fill them in with different shades of yellow. But it's just different ways of exploring the landscape that you're now in, and that landscape that you're seeing rather frequently. Hopefully, it might make it more interesting, gives you something different to think about, rather than feel that everything's going to be monotonous. I wonder what you'll discover now in your new physical landscape. I love this quote from Messer Hyde.
Now that my home has burnt down, I own a better view of the moon.
There's somebody trying to find something new in the place of loss. The Hebrew Bible talks about the Israelites having escaped from the slavery of Egypt and Pharaoh, being led by Moses through the wilderness, through the desert. And that was the landscape that they were in for many, many, many years. On the cusp of moving into a new landscape, the land of Canaan. And just before they crossed the River Jordan into the land of Canaan, God spoke to Joshua, their leader, their representative. And this is what he said. Be strong and courageous. Don't tremble or be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you, wherever you go. It must have meant that Joshua was feeling quite afraid, that he was anxious and felt quite daunted about going into this new landscape. But it's quite interesting that courage isn't always about absence of fear. Courage can be feeling the fear, but going forward anyway. And God obviously recognised that Joshua was anxious, and he wanted to encourage him, that he was with him, and he wanted to reassure him. So maybe today, as you're entering in a different physical landscape and you're feeling daunted by the idea of self-isolation, maybe you, like Joshua and the Israelites, can take heart and hear what the Lord is saying to you. I will be with you. I will not abandon you. Be strong and courageous. Don't tremble or be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you. Wherever you go, wherever you are.